This is Mini Mindset, the show that takes a brief look at the psychology and emotion of finance and business. I'm your host, Adam Cox, and joining me today we have Jonathan Watsley, who is the director at Wealth at Work. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam.
So, Jonathan, you've done some research here about some of the worries and concerns when it comes to pensions. What did your research uncover?
Basically, the trustees that run a lot of the big pension schemes are very worried about the knowledge of the members, so effectively employees. They're concerned that they don't really understand the options that those individuals have at retirement. Therefore, they're not going to make necessarily the right informed decisions that they should make. But increasingly, some of their concerns are worrying because it involves things like people being scammed out of their pension money. So there's one thing, people making a poor decision, but it's something completely different being scammed out of your pension money when you've been saving for 40 years.
Absolutely. And obviously it was a few years back where the pension rules were relaxed to enable people to have a lot more choice as to what they did with their pensions. Do you think that's contributed to the increase in scams and scammers that actually take place?
Well, I think with the Freedom and Choice regulations that came in 2015, what they did is they gave people a lot of choice, and that choice actually is a good thing if you know what you're doing. Unfortunately, I think it's a bad thing if you don't know what you're doing, and that's really the problem. So I think that, because of the flexibility, then I think scammers have seen an opportunity. But I also think that it's not just scammers that are clearly carrying out fraudulent activity. It may also be people selling products to retirees that are just not appropriate. So the products themselves are not fraudulent. It's just the fact that actually they're probably not the best thing to give an individual a regular income throughout their retirement. So understanding what choices are available is really, really important. And understanding what the upsides and downsides of all those choices are is also really, really important.
Absolutely. And I was lucky enough to be given some very good advice in my early 20s to, you know, start a pension early and kind of learn about pensions and how to invest. But I mean, the average person, would you say they're pretty clued up when it comes to their pensions or highly ignorant?
No, very few people really understand them. I mean, people have a low understanding of finance generally, and there's a lot of research out there that shows that. But when it comes to pensions, it's even worse because pensions tend to be quite technical and quite complex. And I think the issue is that when people are saving, actually, as long as they're saving into their pension, if it's a workplace pension, an occupational pension, then actually the trustees will be making sure that the investments are appropriate. So as long as the individual's paying in, that is the key thing. Now, we could always argue they should be paying in more, but at least if they're paying in, then that's a good thing. I think the thing that's worrying about retirement now is that somebody could save diligently for 40 years into a very well-run scheme. But then at the point that somebody wants to take that benefit, so the point that somebody wants to start generating an income as they go into retirement, they make really, really poor decisions. So if you like, that 40 years of savings all of a sudden can be undone to a degree because of just poor decisions at retirement.
I mean, it used to be the case that people would, you know, save up for their pensions and at the point of retirement buy an annuity. Is that still what most people are doing, or are they using that kind of additional choice that they have to pursue very different kind of approaches?
Yeah, so people have really changed their minds on this. So I think the percentages roughly at the moment are around 15% of people buy an annuity. So you're quite right. Before the new regulations came in 2015, that would have been up at sort of 90-odd%. So there's been a massive transformation there. And the reason people don't buy annuities is they do not like this idea of handing over their 40 years worth of savings, if you like, to an insurance company. They see what's in their pot and they want to maintain control of it. And there's nothing wrong with that in itself, as long as that money gets managed well throughout retirement. But what a lot of people do, and again, the regulator has been concerned about this, is people get to the point of retirement. They don't really trust the pension. They don't want to buy an annuity. So often you will find people will either pull it all out, in which case they're potentially going to get a big tax charge, or because they don't understand the investment, they will convert it all into cash. And of course, cash is not a good thing to be in for the next 25 years of retirement, because we all know that over that length of time, in real terms, you will actually be losing money. So when you get well into retirement, actually what you're pound worth of retirement income buys will be clearly a lot less than when you first retired. So there's a lot of complexity around that that people need help with and need to understand.
Exactly. One of the things that really made pensions attractive to me is this idea of, you know, the tax benefits, but also the idea of compounding. Yeah. But given that people are, you know, relatively clueless when it comes to pensions, what is it that you think are the most important things they need to know about their retirement plan?
So I think the first thing to do is probably a good 10 years before retirement, work out actually what sort of income you think you're going to get in retirement. So the way to do that is clearly to get your pensions together. And of course, a lot of people these days will have multiple pension pots, often of different types with different benefits. So it's important to get all of those together and understand what they're worth in terms of the income that they're likely to generate when you're going to retire, let's say in 10 years time. It's also worth getting a state pension quotation, because often people believe they're going to get a lot more from the state than is actually the case. So, and it's also probably worth looking at other savings and investments they may have that they've got with an eye to retirement as well, because some people save into ISAs as well as their pension, for example. I'm thinking, oh, well, I'll also use those savings when I get to retirement. So any monies that you think you are going to use in retirement, get those all together and work out what they're worth and what income they're going to generate. And if you're doing that 10 years before retirement, that means that you can take corrective action if you need to. So it might be, I'm not going to generate the sort of income that I'd hoped for. So maybe I need to pay more into my pension over the next 10 years. Or maybe it will be, actually, I was going to retire at 60, but I'm actually going to have to retire a bit later so I can save more. And also, I haven't really realized that the state pension age was moving out, so that means I'm not going to get my state pension as early as I thought I would. So all those things, it's important to know those as early as possible and not literally wait to the day you're going to retire and then find out that a lot of things are just not as you thought they were. So that's a crucial bit of planning. And then when you actually get to retirement, hopefully you're in a better position and you actually understand what your options are, you understand what the upsides and downsides are of, let's say, buying an annuity versus going into drawdown, and you're going to make some sort of informed decision that you feel quite comfortable with.
Absolutely. So it sounds like plan ahead, think ahead is really the key bit of advice to the employees or the individuals. But what can the employers do to help their employees, you know, kind of move in that right kind of direction?
Well, we've seen a big growth both in the private sector and the public sector in employers bringing in outside providers to help educate employees and provide service to employees to help make these decisions, because it's increasingly recognized that it is very, very complex. So typically they would run things like seminars in the workplace. Some of those have been virtual in more recent times because of COVID. Guidance helplines where the employee can phone a helpline, which will allow questions to be answered around pension saving and how to generate pension income, but also regulated advice. So for those people who really want to sit down with an advisor and have everything worked through for them and then a clear plan of action at the end of it, but putting that in place as well. So I think there's a range of things that employers are increasingly doing it. And they're doing it because they now realise that really 40 years of savings just to make some really bad decisions at the point of retirement is clearly not a good place to be.
No, I couldn't agree more. And give us a bit of an introduction to Wealth at Work and what they're doing to help both employers and employees.
Yep. So we're working with a lot of employers, again, across private and public sector, and putting materials together, which are often delivered in the workplace. We create websites as well with calculators on and tools, which can help employees work through some of this, but we support it through with helplines as well, because one of the things that we find is that no matter how much information you put on a website, how many tools you put on, ultimately, again, because it is quite complex, people want to talk to somebody.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining me on the show today. And to you at home, thanks for joining me on Mini Mindset in association with Share Radio. Join me again soon for more.